Hello, Ghosts and Ghouls, and welcome back to the Christmas special. And hello, Fena. We enjoyed your book so much that I couldn't just read one. So I'm going to go jump back in, and I'm going to be reading The Snow Child. So if you guys are sitting comfortably, we shall begin. Deep in the forest, in an old log hut, lived a woodsman and his wife. They were fond of each other and had lived happily together for many years. But unfortunately, they'd had no children. The old couple were sad on that account, but what could be done? It was evidently the will of heaven, and in this world, heaven's will be done. One day, in the winter, a great quantity of snow had fallen on the ground. The old couple looked at the snow from their window and remembered the games they used to play in their youth. Suddenly the woodsman smiled and said, "I say, wife, let us go out and make a snowman." "Yes," she answered, "let us go out and play, though we are old. But why should we make a snowman? Better to make a snow child, since heaven will not grant us a live one." The woodsman put on his cap and went with his wife into the yard. They really set about making a snow child. They made the body, then the arms and legs, then put on top a ball of snow for the head. From deep within the forest, Father Frost observed the old couple. The cold and the wind of winter's day did not bother them as they fussed over their baby of snow. Taking interest in their merriment, Father Frost disguised himself as a peasant and approached them, saying, "What are you doing?" "We are making a Snegroka, a little snow child," cried the old woman, laughing. "Heaven help you," said the stranger. "Many thanks," replied the woman. "Heaven's help is always acceptable." Father Frost understood the woman's prayer and took pity on the old couple. As they finished the snow child's nose, chin, and lips, a sweet little breath came out from its mouth. Where there had been little holes for eyes, now there were two bright blue eyes and tiny lips smiling lovingly up at the old couple. "Merry on us! What is this?" cried the woodsman, devoutly crossing himself. The snow child turned its head towards him. It was really alive. It moved its arms and legs inside the snow, like an infant in swaddling clothes. "Oh, husband," cried the old woman, trembling with joy, "heaven has at last given us a baby." As she seized the child in her arms, the snow fell off the child like the shell from a baby chick. The woodsman's wife was delighted beyond measure as she held in her arms a beautiful living girl. "Oh, my love, my darling Snegroka," cried the kind-hearted woman, tenderly embracing her long-wished-for and now unexpectedly granted child. Then she rushed into the hut with the infant in her arms. Snegroka grew every hour. Each day she looked more beautiful than before. The old couple were delighted with her, and their hut, once so quiet and lonely, was now full of life and merriment. Snegroka was very clever and quickly learnt everything she was told. During the winter, she grew to be a young lady. She understood and could talk about most things around her, and had such a sweet voice that one would never tire to listen to it. Her flesh was as white as snow, her eyes looked like two forget-me-nots, and her hair was of a light flaxen colour. She was idolised by the old woman, who would often say to her husband, "Heaven has granted us joy in our old age. Sorrow has left my heart." The old man would answer, "Heaven be praised. Happiness is seldom lasting, and sorrow is good for us all." The long winter gradually glided away. The glorious sun again shone in the sky and warmed the cold earth. In places where the snow melted, green grass appeared. and the skylark poured forth its sweet notes. From a gay, sprightly girl, Snegroka suddenly became sad. "What is the matter with you, my dear child?" her mother would often ask, drawing Snegroka near to her heart. "Are you ill? Are you not as happy as you used to be? Perhaps the evil eye has glanced you." Snegroka would simply answer, "I am well, mother." The snow had now completely melted away, and the genial spring appeared with its warm and sunny days. The meadows and gardens began to be covered with radiant and sweet-scented flowers. The nightingale and other songsters of the wood and field resumed their beautiful melodies. In a word, all nature became brighter and more charming. Snegroka, alone, grew sadder and sadder. She grew daily fonder of the shade, the cool air, and the rain shower. During rain and in the evening, she'd become merrier, but in the warm rays of sun, Snegroka would cry bitterly, as if she herself would melt into tears. One day, as Snegroka was playing near a well of spring water beneath the shade of a willow, she heard the most alluring song. Coaxed by its melody, Snegroka followed it until she reached an opening in the woods. Perched upon a rock, overlooking a herd of sheep, sat a handsome shepherd boy. He noticed the beautiful maiden standing at the edge of the glade and offered to sing her a song. Snegroka nodded timidly and replied, "But how shall I pay you for it?" The shepherd boy climbed down from his post and stooped to pick a flower from the glade. He approached Snegroka and placed the blossom in her hair. "You may pay me with this flower." He sang with all of his heart. The boy fell deeply, deeply in love. Snegroka felt that she should return his affection, but she could not, for her heart was made of ice. When the shepherd boy finished his beautiful song, Snegroka told him of her strange affliction. "How unfortunate for you that you may never feel such a wondrous thing as love," he replied. On her walk home that evening, Snegroka felt very weak. She mournfully prayed to the heavens that she may feel love. Father Frost heard her prayer and appeared before the maiden. He said that he would grant her wish, but if she followed the path of love, she would surely perish. Snegroka grew fearful of her fate and stayed away from the forest walks and the shepherd boy. She sat inside the log hut, watching the world through a window pane. Concerned, the woodsman and his wife suggested that Snegroka should visit the nearby village. They thought it would perhaps amuse Snegroka. She did not care to go, but they insisted. So the maiden walked towards the village and stood at the edge, observing the busy townsfolk. Nearby, the shepherd boy was herding his flock, and when he saw Snegroka, he bid her welcome. Drawing closer the boy, she felt a wave of warmth rush through her body. It was the first feeling of love, and though she knew that she would perish, she could not resist it any longer. "Will you sing for me?" she said gently. The young man sang the most beautiful song, and as she listened, Snegroka fell in love. Her icy heart could not survive, and with the faintest sigh, she began to melt. Astonished, the shepherd sprang forward to catch Snegroka, but as he did so, she evaporated into a fine, icy mist. Unable to believe his eyes, the shepherd searched for her the whole night. He ran in every direction in search of her, but it was all in vain. He called her by her name, "Snegroka!" But there was no answer. He searched the forest, every tree, every bush, but all to no purpose. Snegroka was gone. The woodsman and his wife were broken-hearted at the loss of their beloved Snegroka. Every day the old woman went to the forest to look for her lost child, like a tender mother full of grief and yearning for her young one. She called aloud, "My Snegurka, my darling dove, where are you?" Alas, alas, Snegurka was nowhere to be found. Where had Snegurka gone? It is said that when Snegurka melted away and changed into a beautiful white cloud, she rose up and disappeared into the sky, forever to join Father Frost in the heavenly realm. That was The Snow Child. I really enjoyed the Gothic folklore feel to that story, and really to the whole book. I hope to cover another of Fëanor Lora's stories in future. Thanks again for listening, and have a Merry Christmas.
Hosted by Danica Raven, directed and edited by James Bailey, a Silver Zephyr Media production. www.silverzephyrmedia.com. Facebook @DanicaRaven26 or @SilverZephyrMedia to send your own stories into the show.